This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, actually, not really despicable. Maybe not quite the same color you want me to be, you know, when it comes to conversation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. What is going on with this? Okay, I can live with it. 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be involved. Be involved. God, in the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just, you really got to be involved. I head up to Facebook. We're doing a live Facebook thing, right? The feed. And stop making fun of me, guys. I'm 57. I called it the Facebook the other night, and you guys had a field day with it. You know, I guess I'm listening to my grandmother too much, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I'm still working on the cold a little bit. Keep praying for me. I need it. And more than just a cold. Anyhow, hey, ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. All the stuff that you've been taught to hate. All the stuff you've been told to hate. All the stuff for the last 8 or 9 years they've been telling you is bad, terrible, disgusting, just not worth it. And I'm telling you it is. And I'm telling you, you need to take the time to do the right thing. You need to take the time to read the book. Now, if you buy it from my website, TheRealSide.com, then I will autograph it for you. If you don't care about my autograph, it's not a big deal, and I don't care whether you care or not. It doesn't make a difference to me. Head over to Amazon.com, and you can buy it there as well. You can get it in the Kindle version. You can get it in the, what do they call that, soft cover, paperback, whatever. I didn't do hard copy. Too expensive, too stupid. Anyway, always appreciate it. You know, it'll give you the answers that you need to respond to those on the left. All right, it'll give you what you need to see. And if you're against guys like me, then here's the deal: buy the book simply to catch me, to see how I think, because I've gotten some pretty good emails from liberals. I don't mean nasty ones; I mean good ones. People who are open-minded enough to say, "Hey, I never looked at it like that. Sorry, you feel that way. It's not what I think about you guys." You find out that we don't think about you the way you think we do, either. Again, always a pleasure to have you. In the second hour, David Fisher is going to join me from Landmark Capital. We are going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about stocks. We're going to talk about the Dodd-Frank Act. Where you need to be, the information you need to have to know. Remember, some of you learned for the first time, I think it was last week or the week before, as I learned for the first time, that when Mr. Obama walked out of office, when he left office, he left us at 105% debt ratio. In other words, we can't pay off the debt. If we took every nickel we had this year, that we made, if you would, all the revenue, I don't know why they call it revenue, let's call it taxes. How's that? For the most part, it's taxes. If we took all the taxes we brought in and we didn't pay a single bill, we simply paid off the debt, guess what would happen? We'd still owe money. And then we'd owe more money because we didn't pay off any of the other bills. Right? Think about it. So, anyway, got a lot going on, and that's what's going to come up in the second hour. And, third hour is going to be let's see what happens in the third hour. Depends. You know, this is a mood thing, you know. I do appreciate your input, but for me, it's a mood thing. So let's watch. The left is going to pop an eyeball later on today. Again.
right? And there are mounting calls for Trump to label the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. And it's not just, you know, matter of fact, there are Muslims asking him to call them a terrorist organization. Now, they could soon declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, a move that would greatly restrict the controversial group's global reach. It would come despite the insistence that it's been a peaceful, it has peaceful intentions. But they have been tied to so many non-peaceful, how's that, issues. Trump himself was often criticized of President Obama's outreach to the Muslim Brotherhood, and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has proposed a bill for call declaring the Brotherhood a terror organization. In the past, it's been accused of supporting terrorist groups around the world. Several countries, including Muslim nations, have banned them. Let me reread that to you. Because, you see, the first thing they're going to do is talk about how we come against the Muslims. Well, no. Actually, that's not true. We didn't come against the Muslims. In this case, the Muslims came against the Muslims. They know what the Brotherhood is. If the U.S. declares the Brotherhood a terrorist organization, it would make it a criminal act for Americans to fund the group, ban banks from processing money for it, bar people with ties to the group from coming to the United States, and making it easier to deport immigrants who have worked with the organization. It is time to call this enemy by its name, speak clarity and moral authority, Cruz said. And he's right. He's dead right. The Brotherhood critics include prominent Muslim leaders in the U.S. and around the world, with prominent sheikhs of both Shia and Sunni Muslim groups. They're in agreement. Think about this. They never get an agreement. The Shia and Sunni people, they're not that much in agreement with each other. So leaders from both sides are saying, hey, these are bad guys. President, why Obama never even addressed it, I have no idea, other than he thought they were a bunch of cool people. President Trump must go ahead with his listing of the Brotherhood, Sheikh Mohammed El Haji Hassan, founder of the American Muslim Alliance. He said that this group, since the inception, practiced killing crimes, terror attacks in the Arab world, in Egypt, Syria, Tunisia, and other countries. Their clerics are outspoken in calling for violence. The Lebanese Sunni Sheikh Hassan Murib remarks to Fox News, it was translated. He said the Muslim Brotherhood, you know that the Brotherhood had gone down a bloody path. It was offensive to, see this, we need more of this. It was offensive to the Islamic religion. It was offensive to Muslims. They are not part of our community. We need to hear more of that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm coming back in just a tad.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Please answer the question.
Hey, listen. Find me the name of that song. Quick, free book before he starts singing. Ah, too late. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. I can go faster, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood, about ready to be labeled a terrorist organization. And the funny thing about this, the Muslims want it done, too. That's right. Muslims from all over the world want it done also. So you can't blame this just on President Trump. Right? You've got sheikhs from the Shia and Sunni Muslim communities want it done. You've had several countries in the Arab world, Egypt, Syria, Tunisia, and others. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. You have several of these countries calling for these people to be marked as terrorists. Right? Their clerics, the Muslim Brotherhood clerics in Egypt, Syria, and Tunisia, have called for violence against Americans and others. So I don't know how you can't blame this whole thing on Trump, not this time. But the head of the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria, Mohammed, that's a good place to be. Mohammed Hikmat Waleed insisted that the Brotherhood is a peaceful organization and that the cruise bill is unjust and not based on any true facts. I'm sure that none of those other Muslim countries that have banned you guys have any true facts either, right? Is that how it goes? The Muslim Brotherhood is an organization that preaches moderate Islam and peaceful means. He said, we stand firmly against extremists and terrorism, and we share common values such as democracy, freedom, pluralism, with the rest of the free world. That would be accepted in Egypt, Tunisia, and Syria. Not to mention some other countries. It's hilarious. Whatever its current posture, the Muslim Brotherhood has been steeped in controversy linked to violence for decades. It was formed in Egypt in the 1920s with the stated goal of establishing a worldwide Islamic caliphate. You realize that that means they want total control. That's what the caliphate is, total control. Muslim nations everywhere. Or, you know, they want an empire ruled under Sharia law. This comes from their own teaching in the 1920s and through the years. The Brotherhood's motto reads in part, the Prophet is our leader, jihad is our way, death for the sake of Allah is our wish. That sounds happy. Now we're going to Disneyland. Give me a break. And those on the left will overlook that. They won't give that any credence. They won't say anything about it. The Palestinian Palestinian terror group Hamas was founded by the Muslim Brotherhood members, and it's been responsible for hundreds of terrorist acts in Israel and has claimed lives of hundreds of civilians, including Americans. Russia and Syria regime consider the Brotherhood a terror group. Cruz's bill notes that Syria banned it in 1980. Following a wave of assassinations targeting government officials and the massacre of 83 Syrian military cadets. Several U.S. allies, Egypt, United States, Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, have also declared the Brotherhood a terrorist group. Egypt, United Arab Emirates, and the Saudis. So what I'm trying to say is Muslims agree this is a terrorist group. So you can't lay it on Trump. Again, I say. Now, Egypt declared it a terror group in 2013 after the government blamed it for a bombing of a police headquarters that killed 16 people. The Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood denied involvement and condemned the attack. The United Arab Emirates and Saudi declared it a terror group in 2014 as part of a broader push to contain radical Islam. Asked about those designations, Waleed said he hoped that those countries would reconsider the ban on the group. We think that this decision taken by those countries was hasty and unwise. Well, buddy, they've been looking at you since 1920. They've been watching what you've been doing over the years. This is your tribe, your people, your brothers. And they say, no. They don't want you. Despite the Brotherhood's, protesting all of this, the Trump administration has signaled that it's taken a hard line with the group. In his confirmation hearing, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson mentioned the group in the same breath as al-Qaeda, referring to agents of radical Islam like al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and certain elements within Iran. As far back as 2012, Trump has been condemning the Muslim Brotherhood. Some have gone on to say this is a total disaster. Trump wrote in 2012 when news broke that the Obama administration would send 20 F-16 fighter planes to Egypt. After Mohamed Morsi, a Muslim Brotherhood leader, became president, Morsi had already begun rapidly consolidating power by imprisoning critics and replacing judges. Think about that. Morsi was overthrown in 2012 military coup, and has been replaced by then Army General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who has imprisoned and executed Brotherhood leaders after they were found guilty, often in mass trials. Morsi himself was convicted of several crimes, including inciting violence and torture. Torturing protesters. Well, that sounds democratic. El-Sisi, a staunch critic of the Muslim Brotherhood, who later stood for election and won, spoke with Trump by phone earlier last month, asked about Cruz's bill. The Brotherhood leader said, we will choose a lawful ways to resist. Well, good. That's what the American way is all about. You choose lawful and peaceful ways to fight things you don't agree with. Think about that. Several foreign policy experts recently interviewed said that labeling the whole Muslim Brotherhood terrorists would be a mistake. You know, it's always amazing to me how now watch. Let's see how the left gloms onto this and agrees that this is the wrong move to make. Now we've got Muslims calling them out. We have other Muslim nations calling them out. But Trump will be the bad guy. They won't mention any of those other nations. Right? I'm loving some of these stories you guys sent me. I'm loving a lot of the stories you guys sent me. You know, because I love doing crazy stuff. I love this. I love to do the stuff that's just so whacked. It's pathetic, right? So we got... you know, let's talk a little bit about protesters? No, I don't think so. Can't call them that. Let's talk about the rioters up in Berkeley. You know, the place where free speech actually started? I mean, the rioters. And I'm working on getting somebody on the show that knows for a fact, that knows a couple of people that were there, and knows for a fact that these people were paid to do this. Right? What do you think of that? They were paid, to do this. I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Oh, no. I want to talk about these wonderful protesters on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
I like it.
The natives are restless. Gotta come through the jungle anytime now. Oh, I think I'm wrong. They already ended up there in Berkeley. That's what happened the other night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you aboard with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Yeah, you know what? If you don't want to hear yourself on the radio, you want me to get a point across, you could send me an email. I'm good with that. Check out Facebook. We're live up on Facebook. And I don't know. We're all over the place. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We're just everywhere. We were talking about the peaceful protest going on up in Berkeley. Did I say peaceful? I'm sorry. That was a Freudian thing. I really would have wished they were peaceful. But there's a whole bunch of pictures up there. So Breitbart News' Milo Yiannopoulos was supposed to speak at the University of California, Berkeley. Now, it was canceled on Wednesday night because, well, the freak toys were out in masses. Now, I'm okay with protests. Let's just be clear here, because I am tired of seeing emails from you people with low IQs that send me and go, you know, you have a right to protest. So all of a sudden you're against free speech? No, I'm not against free speech. I'm against free, you know, I mean, I'm against the brutality of smashing in windows of stores. I'm against, you doing damage to, you know, you beat up on a building. I mean, seriously? All you guys are doing is assuring, totally assuring, a landslide victory for Donald Trump in 2020. So keep up the good work. No, really, seriously, you're gonna elect a potential Muslim Brotherhood connection to your DNC. Good for you. God bless you for doing that. I appreciate that. Same thing with your leader in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, the woman that helped you lose about 85% of the seats you had across the country. Everything she gets involved with, it's like pouring poison in the water. It's amazing. So long live Nancy Pelosi. I don't want her going anytime soon. She is our assurance that we will keep control of the Congress. And you keep doing stuff like you're doing up in Berkeley. Now, I haven't seen the check, but I've actually talked to a couple people now who have said, I've talked to a couple people who basically have said that they were paid. They were either paid by, or people they were close to were paid by, organizations up to $1,000 a day to go riot. So this is not cheap. Got to have some money to pull this off, don't you? And the companies that are being funded for this, the majority of the money comes from Georgie. Yeah, Georgie Soros. And I know that's a catch-all name. For us, it's a catch-all name, just like the Koch brothers are a catch-all name for the Democrats. I get it. But you can tie the money here. You can find the money to those groups, and then those groups are funding this event. So, you know, when you got a group that 85% of its dollars is coming from one person in particular, that's interesting, right? So the free speech fighters, that's you know, University of California, Berkeley. I don't know how many of you know that. You know, some of the biggest free speech rallies were held at the University of California, Berkeley. Apparently, somehow, the earth poles have switched, and Berkeley's been highly affected by it. Now, Katrina Trinko, she's a writer for the Daily Signal, she says the violence was instigated by a group of about 150 masked agitators, what they should be called is masked cowards. No, I say that for a reason. You know, if this is truly grassroots, go back and look at the protests of the 60s. Even some of the ones recently at some of the airports. These people, their face was in full view. They wanted you to know who they were. They wanted to make sure that you knew that they were against this particular issue, topic, whatever it is. But not these guys. They're cowards. No, really, they're cowards. They're either mercenaries, and those are their uniforms, or they're cowards. One of the two, you choose. They came into campus. They interrupted an otherwise nonviolent protest. And so then the protesters, the nonviolent protesters, should have dragged their butts to the ground and tied them to some of these cages that they were throwing into the buildings. The decision to cancel the event was made at about 6 o'clock, and officers read several dispersal announcements to the crowd. More than 1,500 protesters were gathered outside the student union, where Yiannopoulos was to speak. Fires that were deliberately set, one outside the campus Amazon outlet, Molotov cocktails that caused generator-powered spotlights to catch fire, commercial-grade fireworks thrown at police officers. Yeah, at that time, it would have been police-grade bullets that should have been shot back at least over their heads. Barricades pushed in the windows, skirmishes. I mean, you're throwing firecrackers at cops. What happened to respect? I would have came in with the fire. That's Berkeley. They probably wouldn't let them do it. But you come in with the fire department. Get the water hoses out. They work. And we're going to talk about the poor protesters. You watch later on. The masked agitators came to campus eastbound on Bancroft Way. The fire damage and other destruction to the Stiles Hall construction site where a new resident hall was planned. The group entered the campus, immediately began throwing rocks at officers. That sounds like a peaceful protest, right? They were getting ready. They had to be all hopped up on something. Or the hate. Just the hate that these people have. This guy, if you don't know who his name is, Milo. If you don't know who Milo is, he is a gay conservative. I mean gay conservative. His words, not mine. See, I can't use the word that he uses for himself because I get all kinds of hate email and some of the station managers would get mad at me. But let's just say it's similar to the name of what a cigarette is called in England. Look it up. So, they came on campus, the masked agitators. Right away, if I was on the other side, I'd push them out. I really would have. I would have said, look, this is going to be a peaceful protest. You guys are not going to screw this up for us. Right? No, seriously, think about it. Now, they say, this article says that the police restrained themselves and didn't immediately go after the protesters. There are others who feel like the police purposely did not engage because they didn't care about what was going on. They didn't care that the conservative was being chased. I'm not going to take that because I don't know that to be true or not true. I'll just say the perception of the writer and the perception of others, vastly different. Agitators also attacked some members of the crowd who were rescued by the police eventually. UCPD reported no major injuries and about a half a dozen minor injuries. Mutual aid officers from the city of Oakland from Alameda County arrived at Berkeley around 7:45 to help them out. As of 9:30, no arrests were made. Are they serious? Are these people serious? With all the chaos going down, with all those people wearing the black masks, there's nothing. They couldn't find a one. Think about it. Now, you want to hear something else insane? Just imagine the reaction if this had occurred at, say, Hillsdale College, if Lena Dunham had come to speak. Right? Think about that. Where do you think the lefties would be then? If you realize as a conservative, we don't care. We actually, I want you guys on the left to speak. I want you to speak more often. I want them to hear the truth of what you're all about. That's what I want. The UC Berkeley to UC Berkeley's credit, the statement continues, campus officials added that they regret that the threats and unlawful actions of a few have interfered with the exercise of the First Amendment rights on campus. That is proud of its history and the legacy at home with the free speech move and home of this free speech movement. Look, doesn't it seem a little strange? When the protesters were throwing rocks, attacking the crowd members, and pushing barricades in the windows and so on, no one was arrested? I mean, they really couldn't find anybody with all those cops there? Now, later on, I can't do it now, but we're gonna post the pictures up on the website and on Facebook. Yeah, they're easy to find. But they lit a vehicle on fire. They pushed another one on the side. They were smashing windows all over the place. They pulled down parking lot lights. Okay, and then for the temporary lighting, they threw Molotov cocktails on there, set them on fire. Right? And these idiots that were running around. What I love, too, is they ripped up a Starbucks, which is just hilarious. Starbucks is on their side, and they've ripped up a Starbucks. They're either extremely ignorant, extremely stupid, or just don't give a crap. Now, the protesters were chanting, you didn't hear this. This is what community looks like. So apparently, what a real community looks like is, you know, setting vehicles on fire, setting lights on fire, smashing windows, right? Spray painting in red on the side of the building, kill Trump. I mean, think about it. And the paper called him a right-wing provocateur. Actually, he's not a right-wing provocateur. If he's a right-wing provocateur, then, man, I got a long list of left-wing morons. I mean, seriously, no kidding. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You are some messed up white people.
See, we're a bilingual show. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Join me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you don't want to do that, there's a gazillion ways to make this happen. And I know you'll do it. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We've been talking about these protesters. Yeah, you can't call them protesters. Never mind. You got to call them rioters. And if the protesters that, you know, wanted the, for those protesters who really wanted a quiet, peaceful protest, you know, just to get their point across, why didn't you fight back to these people? Why didn't you push back on these people? Seriously. Why didn't you do that? See, this is the stuff I don't understand. Take a stand. You want to take a stand? Take a real stand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to our website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can also head over to Facebook. We got a live Facebook feed. You can talk to people there that are smarter than I am. And before we get to the, you know, I told you the second hour, David Fisher's going to join me. David has a giveaway. See, you want something for nothing? I know, you think it's worth nothing if you get something for nothing, but that's really not how it works. If you want something for nothing, head up to landmarkgold.com. Landmarkgold.com. You don't even have to do that. You can give them a call. I prefer when you call people. At least I do. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You're going to get yourself a free Morgan silver coin. You know, all you got to do is they want to send you some papers. They want to send you some information, the coming bail-in. Okay, this is what you're going to hear talked about in the second hour, where the government can temporarily freeze, abscond with, keep you from getting your retirement money. No, it's not a joke. It's in the law. It's already there, and they can do it. Your IRA, you can if you have an IRA, you can actually take gold and silver through your IRA, put it in your top drawer, hide it in a safe in your house, and you won't pay any penalties on it. You really won't. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. And listen, you know what the qualifications are, is you can't be living in your mother's, you know, basement, all right? And you do have to have two nickels to rub together. At least two. Anyway, always a pleasure. Sincerely, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. Hey, those new F-35, you know, whether you love them or hate them or don't want anything to do with them or don't want to know them or don't really care about them, whatever the scenario is, frankly, I don't care. But here's the deal. The man's saving money. He's already saved money on the Air Force One, Air Force Two planes. He's making them redo it. And I know that Boeing said that the statement wasn't true, but the statement was true. That both of those planes, by the time you get done with everything, it was going to be $4 billion. And they were charging us to design the plane. Well, I don't know about you, but when I go buy a car, even if I put extras on there, you know, I pick up some options, I've never been charged to design the car I'm buying. Right? Never happened. Maybe I missed a charge. Maybe they hit it in the price of the car as a whole, huh? So the Trump administration announced Friday that the Pentagon has reached a tentative deal with Lockheed Martin, who he also took to task, didn't he? Right? I love this. He also took them to task as well. And they're going to purchase, or we're purchasing, 90 F-35 jets at the lowest. You ready for this? I wish I had a drum roll in it. At the lowest price in the program's history. Go figure that one out. The government's going to save hundreds of millions of dollars by the time this is done. Trump, as president-elect, made headlines in December when he tweeted the cost of the F-35 program were out of control. Most of that stuff is out of control. This led to the meetings and negotiations with the defense mega contract, apparently culminating in Friday's nearly $9 billion agreement. Lieutenant General Chris Bogdan said that the F-35 program, he is the F-35 program's executive officer, called the contract a good and fair deal for taxpayers. We continue to work with the industry to drive costs out of the program. Lockheed Martin, in a statement, acknowledged Trump's involvement spurred them to drive the cost down. Let me rephrase that. Lockheed Martin, in a statement, acknowledged that Trump's involvement spurred them to drive the cost down. Why couldn't Obama, who had a pen and a phone, why couldn't he make that phone call and say, hey, I'm taking notes? Right? Why couldn't he do that? Why couldn't he say, hey, this is what I got going on? This is what I want you to get these things down. You got to come in for less money. Otherwise, we're going to look at somebody else. Or maybe we'll just hold off until we get somebody who wants to play ball with us. President Trump's personal involvement in the F-35 program accelerated the negotiations, sharpened our focus on driving down the price. The agreement was reached in a matter of weeks and represents significant savings over previous contracts. It's a good deal for American taxpayer. It's a good deal for our country. It's a good deal for our company. And our suppliers. That's what Lockheed Martin said. So what kept Obama and the Democrats from making this deal? Well, I don't understand. The Pentagon announced that the deal would bring the cost per jet of the F-35A below $100 million for the first time to $95 million, marking a 7.3% drop in the price from the last order. Officials estimated based on the price per plane and based on the most recent F-35 order, the new agreement represents a $728 million reduction. Almost $1 billion, people. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer declared it another big win that the president has delivered for the U.S. taxpayer. It's true. Now, people on the left say, well, you know, the price has been declining for years. You know, as the production ramps up, that would have naturally happened. No, it wouldn't have. No contractor simply drops the price because they got nothing else going on. Nobody. They were ready to approve. This deal was approved at a higher dollar amount. And then they said, and the price reduction was already being worked on by the previous administration. So Trump will get, these guys will do everything they can do to keep him from getting any credit for any of this stuff, right? The contract would order up to 55 jets for the U.S. Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps, and the rest for a range of U.S. allies. Deliveries would begin in the early 2018. The Defense Department said that the F-35 program supports more than 1,300 suppliers in 45 states, directly and indirectly employed over, you ready for this one? 146,000 workers. So now with this new contract, you're probably looking at, I don't know, 2 to 5 years of consistent work for these people. I like it. I think it's a great thing. Now, again, I know people on the left are going to want to take credit for this because Mr. Oblamo had to be working on this early on, right? Didn't he? All right, let's see. I got time for this one? Yeah, I guess I do. I like this one. This one's really cool. I love these stories. So apparently now I don't know what these people are thinking. Comcast employees stage a massive walkout over Trump. They've decided that, let me see if I understand this, they've decided that they're going to walk out of their company, right, because of Trump's temporary halt of Muslim immigration. And somehow they're going to want to get paid for that, I guarantee you. So Thursday afternoon, hundreds of employees of Philadelphia's Comcast headquarters poured into the streets to protest President Trump's temporary halt of Muslim immigration. Now, spreading a message of tech has no borders and immigration innovation, a Philadelphia Comcast site saw its employees unexpectedly flooded in the neighboring streets to protest Trump's executive order. It lasted around 30 minutes. Today's protest was inspired by a smaller Comcast staff demonstration in California. Now, Comcast employees, Hai Tai, organized the Philly walkout with a direction from his Silicon Valley colleagues. Joining Tai was Aaron Martin Colby, another Comcast employee. This is absolutely employee organized initiative, Martin Colby said. The 35-year-old said that his bosses presented the no resistance in the days leading up to the abrupt demonstration. I don't even know what that means. He also said that his bosses presented a no resistance in the days leading up to the abrupt demonstration. I don't know what that means. So, oh, this was bad. Somebody just said, anybody ever seen any evidence of Comcast customer support even working? So, I love it. So they walked out to protest Trump's. We have to protest Trump's order, right? He's going. And their protesters are saying we could shut off America for 10 minutes. Wow, that's not a threat. That wouldn't be a threat to security. Yeah, these people are nuts. Go back to work. They'll probably want a paycheck, too, won't they? Don't you think? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Really, seriously, I don't want you to miss anything.